95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is still on his sabbatical, and Stu's going to fill in for him in just a second. He'll be in here. We have tickets today, like we did yesterday, for Metallica. Two tickets to see Metallica on their world tour. Two nights, two different sets, two different opening acts in the round at SoFi. So we have that coming up today. Hey, Stu.
Hey.
Disneyland Resort, we have tickets for that as well, if you would like to win that. And the KLOS $100,000 name game is up to $2,400.
Impossible.
On the
soup. The soup thing.
The soup
thing. Really?
Yep. So you get a chance to win that before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Okay, Des making a big run. It's been for him. Des is snuck in behind. Des in the middle. Pulisic scores! Goal! Goal! Paid the price, but the U.S. takes the lead.
Come on.
Did we get a goal? Goal! 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 Goal!
We did. We didn't get that announcer, but
where is it?
Well, that's a different announcer.
Goal! 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 Goal!
You have a bunch of different announcers, but we needed to win. That we lose that or tie that, we go home.
Yeah, we go home, huh?
Yeah.
You really love soccer.
Ah, I love it, and the World Cup is so great.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of excitement in the world around. I don't get it.
That's all right.
I don't. What was the final score of that? How long did that match last?
About 100 minutes. About 100 minutes.
100 hours. 100 minutes.
Yeah.
And what was the final score?
It was 1-0.
Oh, so they scored a goal.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, they scored another one, but it got called back because of offside.
Oh, okay. So two scoring opportunities.
Oh, they had a lot of scoring opportunities.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
But the payoff.
Listen, it was 1-0. But 1-0 games can be exciting. Now, listen, let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
1-0 games can be super boring, too.
Yeah, because you know where I'm going. I'm already there.
Yes. Yes. 1-0 games, though.
Lots of running, lots of not scoring.
Right.
Tiny little men on the field. Cameras are hardly even there, it seems like. I don't know. I watch a football game, and like the cameras are right up, you know, up close.
I love soccer.
You do.
With my whole heart. I went to the World Cup when it was in Brazil.
Oh, that.
2014.
Oh, but that was fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah.
We almost got arrested. That was fun.
You'd still be in Brazil if you got arrested there.
I got frisked there in Brazil.
Oh, yeah?
And they are not shy with their frisking.
Just, hey, try it again. You might have missed something,
officer. No, they didn't miss anything. Nope. I can guarantee you that. But yeah, it's totally, I don't know. I just totally get into it and I love it.
Trippy.
Although I did. I was with you at one point.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate soccer.
Right.
But only because I didn't know anything about it.
Then you learned how it gets played.
But then I wrote an article for Details Magazine, I think it was.
You wrote an article?
Yes. And it was...
Was it like a homework assignment?
No, I
got
used
in
to,
trouble?
I know. I used to write articles. It doesn't matter.
But okay.
It was a normal thing. Right. And the one that I wrote was, Why Soccer Sucks. That was the name of it, Why Soccer Sucks.
That's a great starting point.
And my answer to Why Soccer Sucked was they should take out the 80 yards in the middle of the field.
All right.
So the goals are pretty close. You can just shoot back and forth.
Yeah.
And if it's tied at the end of 90 minutes, a second ball is dropped from the ceiling and they're both live.
Yeah, and then it's like pinball.
Yeah, they're both live.
Now we're talking. Okay, dude, you should be the commissioner of soccer.
No, but then I learned the beauty of it and how to play and
it's
why
the
it's the
game,
beautiful
it?
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
And I turned around. I learned something and my heart grew a little bit.
My
that
eyes
day.
Are not opened and my heart is still just a black little piece of charcoal. So the Iranian, the Iranian team, they
yes.
now go home.
They go home
to be executed.
Probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That sucks.
I don't know if you saw, but because of the uprising that was going on with the women in Iran.
Yeah.
The team put their hands over their mouths during the anthem.
Oh, I didn't. I thought
yes.
they just didn't sing. They went so far as to
they put their hands over their mouths. Yeah.
Oh man.
And then the Iranian government said, "We're going to torture and kill your family
if you do that again."
Yes.
What? But Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
No.
No, they were going to kill and torture their families if they did that again.
Wow. So I'll bet that inspired some real patriotism right out of the gate.
Just singing as loud as they could.
Jeez.
I don't know what's going to happen to them now that they got kicked out.
I feel bad for them. I mean, I do.
I do, too.
Because it's not it's the government. It's the horrible government. The people are, you know, taxi drivers and cooks and contractors. And they just want to live in peace.
Yeah, of course.
And play soccer.
Sure. I don't know. But we beat them and we sent them home.
We beat them. Bye-bye. So who are we playing next?
We play Netherlands.
I don't care.
Saturday morning at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m.?
There is no
you
way.
You want to come over and watch?
Hell no.
It's 6 a.m. You can come over at 6.
Okay.
Probably 5 a.m. is just like the prelim and all that stuff. They talk it up, the hype.
Are you going to serve? What are you going to serve? Because maybe.
I'm not certain. I'm just getting...
No, like Bloody Marys or something? Come on.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you'll come over at 6 a.m. on Saturday, yes.
I mean, this is all theoretical.
You're not coming. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sorry.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Came and went just like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for One American Dollar.
What's that?
That is your chance to win one American dollar. I have a top 10 list of the worst mistakes that you can make at an office holiday party.
Oh, I can make all 10 of them.
Okay, well, but we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, I guess. I can use a buck, too.
I have a top 10 list here.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you 6 guesses, and you need to get 4 that match my top 10 list.
I can come up with 4 bad mistakes. Don't do this at
the office holiday party.
This is just the stuff I would probably do.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I guess.
So what's your guess?
Okay. Let's see. Is getting too drunk and barfing on the list?
Still get drunk is.
Is on the list.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
But that's, I mean, who's not going to get drunk? Anyway. Okay. Right. What else?
I think it means don't get too drunk.
Don't get too drunk.
I'm assuming.
Okay.
It just says don't get drunk.
Don't get drunk. All right. Number two, the old take a photo of your butt on the copy machine. That's gotta be there. That's in every movie that's ever been. You're gonna give it to me.
I mean, I'm gonna give it. It says don't post photos or comments that could get you in trouble. But it means online.
I had a very specific.
Yes.
That's covered under that broad umbrella.
Right.
All right.
So, do you get that one?
Sure. All right. Sure. Why not?
Wow, that's weak.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, 2 guesses, 2 right.
Let's see. Don't hit on the hot secretary.
Let's see.
Your boss's secretary. Don't drag the intern into the bathroom. Is that also in the same ballpark?
Where is it? Oh, yes. Don't flirt. Yeah, don't flirt.
Don't flirt.
Yep.
Give me a
blur. So you're 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to chew your ice right now?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's see.
Not so easy now, is it?
Don't pee in the punch bowl.
That is not.
It's not in there.
That
was in Porky's, maybe.
So that's 4 guesses. Okay. You got 3 right.
I just need to come up with one.
One. You have 2 guesses to get 1 right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do the Macarena.
Incorrect.
And I would not do the mock. I wouldn't do any kind of dance.
Good.
Like that. Okay, geez.
So you got one guess to get 1 right.
Okay.
Has to be on the list.
Do not tell your boss what you really think of him or her.
Don't gossip or badmouth your colleagues.
Ta-da! $1, please.
One American dollar the first time you played the game.
Yeah.
Nonsense. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Kevin and Stu in the afternoon.
And Sluggo. It's all of us, isn't
it? Oh, Sluggo's here, too. Yeah, hey, Sluggo.
Stu and soup. I want some minestrone soup. That sounds delicious.
Mm. I thought it was minestrone.
Yeah.
I
want to give it to you.
You're sick.
Nicole just...
Yeah, what do I know?
Nicole just won $2,400 for knowing that it was minestrone.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can buy a hell of a lot of soup with that.
That's what I said.
All right, listen. Let's talk Christmas gifts, because a lot of people are right now going, all right, I need to start.
Man.
What do you want? What should I get? What should I blah, blah, blah?
Boo.
And I don't... I'm not a boo on that. I think it's fun. But
yeah.
Sluggo has a story to beat all stories. This is the kind of story where you feel like you heard it from a friend who... Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend they were fooling around.
That's.
And you don't really believe that it actually happened. But this happened to Sluggo.
It did. Oh, it did. My dad rarely got me Christmas presents. So the one year when I was 12, there was one under the tree. I was shocked. I was really looking forward to it.
Okay, wait, hold up.
Yeah, there's a lot there right to parse.
Why did dad never get you a Christmas present?
No wonder you hate Christmas.
You know, where do you think I got it from? I mean, it has to be some sort of, I'll let the woman get him the present. I'll let the woman get the kid the present.
Did your mom get you gifts?
Yes. Lots of nice stuff. And not to say that he didn't do lots of stuff. He popped me out of school the day Empire Strikes Back was released and stood in line all day to get me tickets to the very first showing. So he would do stuff like
that. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. But I still feel like you're on a couch. We should be charging you $80 an hour for this.
You probably should, because I was so excited about this Christmas present, all wrapped nicely, actually from Dad under the tree.
It had a tag on it that said from Dad.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm like, what? What's this? And he couldn't wait for me to open it. So on the big day, what do you guys think it might have been?
A BB gun.
Sure.
Or like a stereo or some records.
Sure, stereo.
No, it was actually a 2x4. It was a 2x4.
A stick? A wooden stick? A 2x4?
It was a piece of wood that he found in the backyard.
And he put Christmas wrapping on it.
Yes, and made a big deal out of it. Look, I got you something under the tree.
And couldn't wait for you to open it.
Yeah, he couldn't wait.
What a dick.
I was actually close. It was a weapon of, violence.
Yeah, I could have used it.
Wow. That's impossible to believe.
I know this stick of wood. I've seen it out in the backyard. The dog sniffs it every so often. I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know why it was.
So if it was a new piece of wood, you'd be fine?
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been great. That's what I needed, was a new piece of wood.
How big did you think it was? Obviously, you thought there was like a golf club or a BB gun inside, right? But before you opened it.
You know, it seemed large.
Uh-huh.
Really kind of cool. Yeah. And of course, I shook the presents like I always did, but I wasn't able to tell what it was.
So once you opened it and you realized it was a 2x4.
Yeah, well, then what happened?
Then did you look at your dad and go,
you struck him with it, right?
WTF.
He laughed his head off. He thought it was hilarious.
Were you laughing?
Look, I gave the kid a piece of wood.
Wait, were you laughing?
No.
Were you laughing?
No, I was like,
I could just see him there, your big eyes getting all big and welling up with tears as you just kind of, right? It falls to the ground. You're holding on with one hand and it's the other end's on the floor.
I took it out that day and threw it back into the backyard where it stayed for years after.
How could you do this to me? No wonder your heart is so black.
Yeah. What did your mom do?
I think it's a good lesson, though. Who needs all this commercialism and Christmas anyway? I mean,
Hey, Sligo, don't use that as a lesson. Yep. That's awful. That's just awful.
That's the only kind of lesson I'm going to listen to.
No, that's not a lesson. Energy. That's not a thing.
Did your mom react in any violent way?
Oh, why did you do that?
That was it?
No, she just laughed.
Yeah, no, she laughed, they too.
Everyone's well, not really. She was like, that's not very nice. But sort of thought it was kind of funny.
I mean, it is a little bit funny. Now,
right?
Now it's funny.
Right.
Then I don't think it would be funny.
Well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Right?
Dude, please.
You need a new one.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Count on it.
Yes, I left that one. I foolishly left that one. Think of what it would be worth now if I had held on.
Yeah, no kidding. So how long can you come back to the show, do you think, Sligo?
I was thinking next year.
Next year, okay.
Maybe Ishtar or something like that. Easter or something like that. What do you think?
Okay, what is that, April? All right. That seems fair.
I got stuff to do, that I'm supposed to be doing that's not... I mean, I love hosting the show, but it's killing productivity in the production department. Let's just say that.
Any thoughts on that,
Sligo? Do this. You guys call me, once a day, and I'll cough at you if the symptoms are still around. And that'll be good.
Okay.
We'll just do this from there.
One cough, he's feeling okay. Two coughs, he's, one foot in the grave.
A piece of 2x4 wrapped.
You're getting one.
That's great.
You're getting something like that for Christmas.
Thank you, Sligo. Take care.
Great.
Yes.
Great
time. Anytime.
Okay, bye. All right. 818-955-KLOS. Terrible Christmas gifts.
Yeah, what was the worst one you ever got? What? You got one?
I don't think we'll get anyone that's that bad. But you do know that there is that whole category of things that are necessary to run the house.
Oh, sure.
and that people should give any other time except for Christmas, but they'll, you know, dress up a mop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they go, hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, a mop.
I mean, and you go, no, I needed a mop, but this is not a Christmas.
Racking my brain to think of what the worst gift I got was, and it was just, and I'm just going to sound like an ungrateful little brat. I got a guitar 1 year, but I wanted an electric guitar, and I got an acoustic, an off-brand acoustic. It wasn't even like, you know.
You sound like a brat.
I was. But that's what I got, and I was like, oh, a guitar. Oh, thank you.
All right, so worst Christmas gifts. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call me. Sluggo is still out on an extended vacation.
He's still thinking about that poor Christmas gift.
Yes, he is. He got a 2x4. Those of you that didn't hear it, he got a 2x4 that was wrapped up for Christmas. That's
not funny at
that's
all.
That's not funny. It's hilarious funny. Now. Now it's hilarious.
Yeah. He's lucky.
But at the
that's
time.
That's the kind of gift that creates serial killers, man.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And how do we know?
And I really worry about Sluggo.
Where does
sometimes.
He go at night?
So we're talking about terrible Christmas gifts. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Worst Christmas gift.
Oh, I've got a great one.
Let's hear it.
I got a gift ahead of time from my grandparents. Mm-hmm. They sent it ahead of time. It was all wrapped up, and it was heavy, and it rattled, and I shook it every day. And on Christmas morning, that was the first gift I opened, and it was andirons for the fireplace. They had mislabeled my gift.
Meaning that wasn't supposed to be your gift?
That wasn't supposed to be my gift. It was supposed to be my parents' gift, and I can't even tell you what they actually gave me.
Because you never found out?
Were they gave
I think I probably got a sweater that didn't fit.
Oh,
wow.
Something like that.
Christmas seems like a party at your place.
Yeah.
It is. It was a memorable Christmas, that's for sure.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Worst Christmas gift?
What'd you get?
Worst Christmas gift I ever got was a pair of socks that were two different colors, and they were the wrong size.
Really? They couldn't even give you the right size?
I don't know what.
Were they used?
Maybe. You know what? They were after I gave them away.
Maybe those were the mates of some other socks that had been lost through the years, and you know, reuniting.
What kind of? You trying to make a love story out of this?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to find a silver lining here.
Right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. 818-955-KLOS. You got something crappy for Christmas. What was it? You're talking about crappy Christmas gifts. Sluggo got a 2x4 that was wrapped up in Christmas paper.
Somebody's going to have a better, you know, give him a run for his money. Yeah.
Something happened to you?
1 year when I was 6 and all excited for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I had one gift sitting there, and I opened it, and my dad thought it would be funny to wrap coal up and put it underneath the tree for me.
For real, though?
Oh.
Yeah.
But then he brought out the real gift for you?
Oh, after me crying for about 30 minutes, yeah. freaking out.
You'd been a bad kid that year, didn't you?
Were you a terrible child?
No. Right. That's what they were telling me. My dad thought it was hilarious, and they even like bring out the video of it every now and then.
Oh, my God.
Wow. The video of it. Oh, that is diabolical.
What if you were to send us the video?
Oh, please? Oh.
If I can get the video, I'll definitely send it.
Please do. KLOS, hello.
Hi, worst Christmas gift?
Yep.
Okay, so my grandma is a little quirky, or she was, and she gave me a styrofoam head that she put makeup on, and then she gouged out the top of it and planted a plant in it, but had boxed it up for weeks, so it was all moldy.
Oh, my God.
Was it like one of those heads that they put wigs on, yeah. like that?
Yes, exactly. And the, you know, the students will practice doing the hair, right?
Right.
Yeah, sure.
She had planted a plant, so it would kind of look like hair coming down.
Right.
Look at Sheoped.
The plant died, and it was all moldy.
Oh, my.
And there was water everywhere, and it was like the worst 70s makeup ever.
Did you have to try and act
put
and
a good
go,
face on
oh,
that.
This is great.
Thank you, Grandma.
I've always wanted this.
Yes.
You did.
She was so sweet, you know, and she was all happy and happy. And Grandma Rose, and I love her. She, I, oh, my gosh, she was so special. But she was, like, dealing with some cookie things.
Yes, she was.
She had some cookies and brownies and gummies.
Thank you for calling. Wow. KLOS, hello. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is here filling in, and we're talking about horrible Christmas gifts. You had that?
So there was a time I was really back in when Adidas was popular, and I really wanted the Adidas shoes and the matching outfit. Mm-hmm. What I ended up getting was the wrong shoes that didn't fit, and a sweater, an Adidas sweater that didn't say Adidas. It said Adidas, A-D-I-A-S.
Somebody went to the outlet store.
Somebody went to the corner.
Yeah, definitely one of the swap meets in L.A.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Sure. That was one of my dad's favorite spots to shop.
Oh, man. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
We're talking about worst Christmas gifts.
An ink pen for 19 cents. The Bic ink pens. My uncle was so cheap that that's all he gave us.
A Bic ink pen. One.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just one.
Didn't get two.
Yeah, they were like 19 cents.
Your sister got the other one.
Yeah, my three brothers. But, yeah, my mom went out and bought my cousins really nice Christmas gifts and everything. And then we go to the family Christmas and we all open our gifts and it's an ink pen.
Wow. Perfect for stabbing the eye out of your uncle.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Worst Christmas gift.
Yes, please.
What'd you get?
When I was 14, my grandma bought me a lacy negligee.
When you were 14?
14, and my uncles were there, my mom and dad, and she said, go try it on, show everyone how it looks.
Oh, no. Ooh. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's all kinds of wrong.
Oh, no.
Threw it under the tree, ran to the room crying.
Oh, man. This was your grandma gave you this?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You got to grow up sometime, girl.
Listen, you're hot, you're hot. When you're hot, you're hot.
We're going to fetch you a man now.
Give me five.
Five songs in a row. With Kevin and Sluggo and Stu. Sometimes when Sluggo has COVID.
Sometimes it's Stu.
What are we going to do today?
It is a two for Tuesday, so we thought we would make the theme of Gimme Five songs with the word two in the middle of it.
Two. I was close.
Songs with the word two in it. This is Deuce by Kiss. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon with our Gimme Five, our five songs in a row with a theme. And today is two for Tuesday, so we thought we would feature songs with the word two in them.
I can't believe this never occurred to anyone before.
Agreed.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
How about 2 minutes to midnight?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty great one.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
I love it. This is John Steve from Delano.
John's making up his name.
Are you sure you're who?
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
This is Sean.
Is that the guy that wanted to smoke two joints? You just did it.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got one.
What is it?
2 minutes to midnight from Iron Maiden.
Great idea. We should play it twice.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu was in for Sluggo today.
That was so cathartic.
That is Gimme Five. Two in a row from the Doors on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is out. Stu is filling in.
Hello.
We have Mr. Trixie on the line.
Yeah, that's...
Dr. Trixie.
Dr. Trixie.
I think that's what we decided to go with. Dr. Cool. Trixie.
You there?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you. All right, listen. We want to talk about getting ripped off online, especially since it was just Cyber Monday, and there's going to be all kinds of scams going through the entire holiday.
Yeah, it's Giving Tuesday today.
It is Giving Tuesday.
So scam potential very ripe.
Yes.
Yep. It is a busy time of year, not only for shoppers, but for scammers. And I'm not talking about Sluggo thinking he has COVID. I'm talking about actual people pulling stuff on the internet. And
what's the biggest thing we should look for?
Well, I would say there's four things I would say to look out for. One of them would be social media ads offering discounted products, right? So everyone's looking for a good deal, and occasionally on Facebook, Twitter, you may see an ad that pops up, and it takes you to a website that looks somewhat legit, but instead of going to, say, like Hurley.com, you end up going to a website called SurpriseHurleySale.com. Where you'll pay for an item that's heavily discounted, but you'll never get the item, or if you do, it may be a knockoff item.
So you're saying if you're on Twitter and or Instagram and you see an ad that hasn't been vetted, that's just something somebody paid for and can totally scam you with.
Right, exactly. So there's a website I like going to
It's called Trustpilot, trustpilot.com. If you go to that website, you type in the website that you're going to, and it'll tell you more or less if it's a scam website. You'll see reviews from other people that may have used that website and see if they actually got the item. So that's a good thing to look
out
for.
I like that. Trustpilot.com. I'm writing that down.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Good one.
Another thing to keep an eye on. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What are other things we should keep an eye on?
Doctor?
Items on Craigslist, OfferUp, or even Facebook Marketplace. Again, people posting hard-to-find items, priced better than competitors. People will be posting ads for PlayStation, TV, concert, or game tickets. One big sign to look out for when you're doing purchases through these websites are people asking you to pay up front using Zelle, Venmo, or other digitized types of payments.
Oh, hell no.
Because it's difficult to get the money back once it's gone using Zelle or Venmo.
Right.
I recently had a friend that bought UCLA versus USC tickets through Craigslist.
Right.
Sent money through Zelle, and the tickets never arrived, and he was out a couple hundred dollars.
Damn. Can I ask you a question? Who still goes to Craigslist and sends money? How is that still a thing?
Yeah.
I know one person that does.
Oh, no, the doctor got bit.
Your dumb friend.
I have a question.
Yeah, my dumb friend.
Is there any more security or safety built in on eBay than, for example, Craigslist?
Yeah, eBay, they have some sort of like an agreement in place with the buyers and sellers. So if you buy something and never get it, eBay will usually refund you the money back.
You've got recourse.
Whereas Craigslist. Yeah, so where Craigslist, it's
SOL.
You to try to believe it or not. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Something else to keep an eye out for, and unfortunately this is a sad one, it's temporary holiday jobs where people are posting jobs that, you know, that are, well, people are looking for jobs, right?
Right.
Especially during these expensive times. And
sure.
People are posting jobs out there to try to get information from these individuals, such as like their names, social security numbers for tax purposes, they're saying, as well as bank information for direct deposits for these temporary jobs.
Oh.
That never exists.
And I assume that those are sort of targeted toward older people?
It's actually targeted towards everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just somebody looking for a part-time job to make it through the holidays, could be a single mom, a teenager just looking for extra money. And they send all this information out to the scammers. Scammers harvest this information out. And usually we'll either use it against them by opening up new accounts and credit cards or just trying to get access to their bank.
Yeah.
Or they'll just sell it on the dark web for a couple bucks here and there.
Is it safe to say if they ask for your social security number, it's fake?
No.
That's not safe to say.
So how do you know?
It's hard to say, but like what I usually look out for is if somebody is asking you for a social security number for a job,
mm-hmm.
and the email's coming from somewhere like a Gmail or Yahoo, then I wouldn't provide this information. Even if the advertisement looks legit, usually a company is going to have their own company domain with that email address associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it looks like it's coming from someone personal, I wouldn't trust it. So that's something to keep.
What about Hotmail?
For.
That's trustable, right?
Hotmail and Earthlink are the most trustable ones.
I have a Hotmail account.
I have an Earthlink one. That's why he's mocking.
I think the biggest scam to look out for, though, this holiday season are the phishing emails that are coming around, which look to be from reputable companies, right? Since scammers know that the likelihood that you bought something from, say, Walmart or Amazon, and they're going to be delivered through a UPS or FedEx, right? Scammers notice. So people that receive these phishing emails will likely click on the email thinking that, yeah, I ordered something from this company, let me check it out. They get sent to a website. It looks like a Walmart. It looks like an Amazon page. They enter their credentials, and now the scammer has their credentials to log on to these websites.
How do you notice? How do you know if that's true or not?
Because they misspelled Walmart.
Two L's?
Yeah, if you look at the email, they'll have misspellings usually. If you hover over the link that they provide you in the email, you'll see which website it's going to. Usually Walmart or Amazon, you're going to see Walmart.com or Amazon.com.
Hmm.
But if it says something like shop@walmart.com, then that's something to keep an eye out for.
Interesting.
But yeah, so a lot of times they will ask you for your username and password. Additionally, you may see some where they're asking you that you have an item that needs to be shipped out to you. However, the shipping wasn't covered, so you have to provide additional payment, which then they'll get their credit card information or PayPal information and steal money from you that way as well.
Man, it's just more
potholes. There's no way to be safe.
You know, and I'm trying to help out this Nigerian prince right now, and I just, I don't know. I just not 100%
sure.
You're
doing the right thing.
Nah, I mean, it seems legit.
You're doing the right
thing.
And
I'm gonna make a lot of money with this guy.
Dr. Trixie, we always
be rewarded.
We always appreciate your information, and thank you for taking the time today.
Thanks, Doc.
Be safe out there, guys.
Thank you, man. Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is this where we're talking about new words?
It is.
I love new words.
The dictionary every year updates new words that have sort of become a thing during the past year.
And it fascinates me. I know it's dorky as hell.
It's dorky as hell. But
yeah. What are some of the new words? Do you have any of them?
Well, yeah, long hauler is one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
man. Yeah. Agreed. I love talking to, another thing I do on a regular basis, I talk to a lot of long haulers. Yeah, and I appreciate that life.
And by the way, long hauler has two meanings. One is a trucker. The other is people who have long-term COVID.
Oh, okay.
Symptoms.
All right. Well, those aren't the ones I was talking about.
They're also called long haulers.
Yeah,
though.
That could be damn near well you.
Hard pass.
Oh, yeah, that's a good phrase. Perfect phrase.
Yep.
Should go in.
Flex.
Ugh, that's too much of a
They describe it as an act of bragging or showing off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cancel culture.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
And crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. Yeah.
None of those were in the dictionary until this year.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because everyone will know what that is for a long time to come.
It's probably important for them to keep up. I see that. So let's get an expert on the line, shall we?
Yeah.
It's the Heineken 00 hotline. It is Clark Dulce, senior editor of dictionary.com.
Hello.
Hey, Clark.
Hello. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for coming along. I love new words. I love the dictionary.
I don't know. You probably haven't run into this a lot, but Sluggo, for real, when he was a kid, read the dictionary.
Well, that was very much like me when I was younger. I'm fascinated by words and by language and by the fact that it is a living thing and it keeps changing and growing all the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You hear that, Kevin?
No. So every year, the dictionary adds new words to kind of keep up with the times.
Yes. I mean, people are using these in everyday language and in their writings, and it's important that we at dictionary.com keep up with the changes.
Do you ever get upset at some of the words that are going in, like that you just think they're kind of ridiculous or silly or shouldn't be going in?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are words that you know are probably transient that will not be standing the test of time and maybe are trendy and it won't be used again 10, 15 years from now. Mm-hmm. But We can't pass judgment. We just have to try to keep up the best we can.
But we can pass judgment.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I can't stop you.
Okay, all right. Are you getting any feedback about any of the words that you're adding?
Some of the ones we just added recently, some people are unhappy with.
Okay.
For example, incorrection. Incorrection they don't like so much.
Incorrection?
Yes, an incorrection is when someone says people attacking the Capitol looked like a bunch of tourists. You have to.
Oh.
That would be an incorrection.
Incorrection.
I think that's a pretty good word.
Well, that's not bad.
I'm not opposed to
that. I mean, it took us 15 seconds to get it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fast for us.
What else?
Spearache. Spearache is becoming more and more popular.
Spearache?
Spearache. Yeah, spearache is someone who has a pain from the fact that their lawyer is running their life and won't let them use their money or take out their IUD or get married.
Spearache. Britney Spears. I get it.
Yeah.
Spearache.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. You're getting them faster now. That's good.
Hey, that only took 10 seconds. So
market improvement.
Another new word we just added is scrotation.
I don't like that one already.
That's when it's really hot outside and you're wearing shorts and you need to reach in and adjust yourself.
Yes.
That's called a scrotation.
That one will last forever.
I'm using that one today. Absolutely.
Maybe you're sticking to the inside of your thigh.
We get that.
Yep.
Snipple is also a new one we're using. Snipple.
Snipple.
Yes, that's for That's for a certain kind of man, a metrosexual who shaves his chest and then nicks his nipple with the razor. And his nipple.
And that one's going to stand the test of time, do you think?
Yes.
Well, only time will tell. We're going to have to wait and see.
All right.
I've shaved other things and nicked stuff, so, I mean, maybe we need words for that as well. I think.
Got to be careful.
Yeah,
right?
And, true. And then Buzzaster. Buzzaster is another one that people are using.
Buzzaster or Boozaster?
Buzzaster.
Buzzaster.
Yes. That's when you've been partying so hard the night before, the next morning it's coming out of both ends and you only have one toilet. That's a disaster.
That sounds like something Howard Stern used to say, too. But it's
yes, it
weirdly
is.
Weirdly close, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mama boy!
Humans can live up to 150 years, new study claims.
Screw that!
I am getting a lot of that response from this story, which is, I don't want to live to be...
No!
They can live until 150 years old, according to research, and scientists are trying to figure it out how. So Harvard engineers, geniuses, biohackers, internet billionaires are all looking for ways, because so far the human body is programmed to shut itself down at about 100.
That's plenty. That's more than enough.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Because what's your quality of life from 100 to 150?
Thank you. Unless you're super rich and you're like, you know, got your head cut off and it's...
Your head's cut off.
Yeah, what one of those things where you're like on Futurama or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know. So you're living a cartoon life.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. After 100, yes.
There are no verified cases of a person living to be older than 122. The oldest living person now is on their way to 119.
I always feel bad for the oldest person on Earth because they just bother the hell out of them. And they're like, when do you think you're going to die? Mm-hmm. When do you think you're going to die? Oh, he died. Where's the next one?
What's the secret to long life?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're trying to figure it out. They say 70,000 participants have given all of their DNA and their testing and their ability to fight disease when they're older, like 85 years old.
Right.
Their heart condition and all that kind of stuff. And they're doing a study where it's like, all right, we're going to figure out a way for people to be 150 years old.
I mean, because
this sounds like a bloody great opportunity. I'm saying it's what it sounds like to me.
Is this what was Keith Richards?
It's Keith Richards and the Heineken 00 hotline.
Thank you for handling that for me.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe 150 years. It's really unbelievable.
But wait, you're almost 80. I mean,
yeah. Listen to me. I got another 70 years. That is going to be scary. I'm going to be this thing.
That's very well said. Well, what is the secret to your longevity, Keith?
Heroin.
I'm sorry. All you said was heroin.
Heroin. Yeah. It's in my body to stone or something. I don't know. I don't know the science behind it.
How?
But I know. It's been another 7 years. It's been 70 opportunities for other drugs. It just sounds like a wonderful idea. I can't believe it. I don't know too so many drugs. Mm. 70 years.
Yeah, but are you ready to go another 50 or however much?
How's your health? He just said 70.
Yeah, I know, but he wants to go to 100. Oh, okay. Is that what he said? I had no idea what he said. Sorry, Keith.
I'm almost 80 plus another 70 to make 150.
But you can do math.
I know that you're still alive and clearly healthy enough to play shows, but what is your health like? How's your
alive? Thank you for recognizing that. And I'm also still rocking out with the Rolling Stones.
That's a fact.
But how is your body? How's your heart?
My heart is great.
Okay.
I keep it in a shoebox under the bed.
And is the member still strong and going?
Yeah, it's gone as hell. I can play guitar with it. That's how it's so good it is.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, look at the time.
Time?
Almost time.
For People Are Dumb.
They're about.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Now, my thought is that you're going to love this guy.
Yeah?
You're going to love this guy.
Nice.
He's an idiot, and yet you're going to love him.
New video tonight of a marijuana suspect lighting up a joint right in front of the judge.
All right. Right out of Cheech and Chong notebook.
So
damn.
So he's answering for a possession charge.
He's like, dude, take it smoke, Judge.
And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a joint and lights it with a match. Like, he has to strike it a couple times.
Which is always legal. That's never a problem. They love fire.
This story first went viral yesterday. And as News Channel 5's Nick Barris tells us, we now know the suspect planned the stunt to promote the legalization of pot.
Oh, wow. That's, I'm sure the judge must have loved that.
And by the way, that's not how it gets legalized. That's my point.
Legalize it.
That's why he's an idiot, because the judge can't go legal.
You know what? You know, that's legal. You're right. We should.
Let me set the stage for you. There was a suspect on a simple marijuana possession charge to go before a judge here in General Sessions Court. That courtroom was packed.
Wait, he's a packed bull, man.
Have you ever been in front of a judge?
Yes.
Is it the scariest thing ever?
Yes.
Do you feel like he's going to find everything that you've ever done? I was so nervous when I was in front of the judge.
Yeah, right?
My former partner got a jaywalking ticket, which is the lamest of all tickets.
Super lame.
In Westwood, by the way.
Yeah.
So we went to court, and I was his lawyer, and we were going to...
What?
Yes, and we claimed that he was unmentally fit to stand trial.
Oh, how'd that go over with the judge?
It sounded hilarious.
It does, but...
Until you're in front of the judge.
And who's pissed off anyway?
Yes, and it's... We're just...
He hates life.
Two idiots that are making his day longer.
You've heard same old song and dance by Aerosmith. Basically, you get hung at the end of it because of the judge.
Yes.
And his constipation.
And he threatened to throw us both in jail.
Whoa!
And I shut my mouth immediately. This guy took out a joint and lit up!
Something happened no one expected. Look closely here. Video from the Wilson County General Sessions Court shows 20-year-old Spencer Boston.
He's 20. Where are they? I don't know where they are.
I don't know.
Illegal still. What a bummer.
Yeah, that's stupid.
What are you living in that state for? Get the hell out.
At the podium, talking with Judge Haywood Berry, they are discussing Boston's sentence for a simple possessions charge of marijuana. And then Boston reaches into his pocket, pulls out a joint, lights it, and starts smoking right there in the courtroom.
In 20 years of law enforcement experience that I've been through, this is the first time I've ever seen something like this.
You know, whenever you've pissed off the cop that's been doing it for 40 years.
Listen,
or whatever,
I've been in court for 40 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
Always start with that exhausted sigh. Like, yeah, I just
they're so tired.
Can't
that guy's so tired.
Do this anymore.
It's very bizarre.
Court officers immediately converge on him, and Boston, then being led away, facing the packed crowd, says something along the lines of, "We deserve better," referring to the legalization of marijuana. Deputies there say his actions showed no respect for the rules of the court.
What?
And now Boston has landed in more trouble.
Yeah.
For pulling out that joint and smoking it in the courtroom, Boston was given 10 days for contempt of court. And yes, he has a second simple possession charge.
I'd like to applaud our idiot of the day.
I mean, it's not a good idea, but...
People are dumb, but that's a good cause.
Well done. Right.
Dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
We have stuff to give away. Should we do that?
We better start giving this stuff away. We got Bic pens. We got 2x4s.
Nope. That's from the last hour. That's bad Christmas gifts.
Sorry.
This is Metallica.
Oh, this is a good Christmas gift.
What a great idea for them to do it this way.
They always come out of the box. You know, it's always something creative and different and then just like...
Because they could just tour and they would make plenty of money and just, blah, blah, blah.
But no, they go that extra mile. They think of the cool stuff.
So we're going to give you tickets for two nights. They're going to do two different sets, two different opening acts.
Yeah, yeah. No
And
repeats.
They're going to do it in the round at SoFi Stadium.
That's crazy.
August 25th and 27th. So we're going to give you
tickets. It's a Friday and a Sunday. And if you win these tickets, you'll also go into the hat for, there's a backstage party that the Black and Whiskey are throwing. That we're good.
Fantastic.
You know. Yeah. So
we'll take, what caller do you want to take? Because we usually take 13.
Yeah, we usually take 13. But you know what? There's a lot of streamers out there, and you guys don't stand a chance in hell of being caller 13, because by the time you hear this, we've already got.
We've already got our 13.
So we're going to take, I'm going to do it.
Yes, you are.
Because Kevin's lazy. And so we'll take, you know what? We'll take caller 40. Caller 40. 40. So everybody's
the
got a shot. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. Win big. Go to Metallica.
Soup. We have your shot at the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Right now.
We're looking for caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. and you'll get to play.
Yeah, we're going to get a winner today.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Good luck. We should do this, huh?
It's a pretty hot Mae West impression he does there, isn't it?
The name game.
The name game. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, it's Nicole.
Nicole, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Would you consider awesome. Yourself a soup fan?
I love soup.
Okay. Who doesn't love a good soup?
We are looking for a popular flavor of soup. The last two guesses were lentil and menuda.
Menuda?
Right. That's what it, that's how it's spelled
menuda.
Here. Menuda.
Medusa.
So those are the last two, and they were incorrect. So for $2,400, what's your guess?
I am going to guess minestrone.
Yes,
oh
and
God.
Yes. You won $2,400.
Way to
go. What? Are you kidding?
Not kidding.
No.
It was minestrone.
Oh, my God, I won.
You won $2,400.
Think of all the minestrone you can buy with that money, Nicole.
I'm going to make minestrone dinner.
Damn right.
Every night for years. Your family's going to learn to hate it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You got $2,400 just before Christmas. That's pretty good timing.
Yep.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Well done.
Yay, Nicole.
Woo!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
And Stu, too. And it's that time, isn't it?
Yep. Caller 13, 818-955 KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Good luck.
New category now.
You know what we should do?
Tell me.
The name game.
Yeah. This is very exciting.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Victoria.
Victoria, you're caller 13.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Now,
oh, that's crazy. Awesome.
It is a brand new category because, let's see, Nicole won $2,400 by guessing minestrone soup.
Yep.
Which was the answer.
And I was going to guess minestrone.
That's what you were going to say, wasn't it?
Well, the category is different, so we can't give you the two guesses previous, and it starts at $200. But we are looking for a sea creature with a two-word name.
Ooh.
A sea creature with a two-word name.
There's only 50 million of those.
I'm sorry, what?
A blue whale.
A blue whale is incorrect.
Man, she was like ready with that guess.
She was.
Fast on the draw.
Well done. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. It'll be worth $400 next hour.
So very, very exciting. Eileen Benzer of Los Angeles scored those tickets to Disneyland. We got four packs throughout the day all week.
Fantastic.
So keep your ear out for that.
We also have your shot right now to win your share of $100,000 at a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Damn.
We'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
For the name game.
You can play that next. We should do this.
The name game.
KLOS, who's this?
This is John.
John, you're caller 13.
Dude.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah.
All right. Now, we have only had one guess for this new one, and it is we're looking for a sea creature with a two-word name. We've had one guess, and it was blue whale. So for $400, what would your guess be?
Starfish.
Like the way you think?
Yeah.
And no.
That's, yeah. Sorry, John.
Thank you for trying, man. We appreciate it. All right. Tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$600.
$600.
Not bad.
Starting at 8 a.m.